10 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone now on this Memorial Day, Sheriff Bob Johnson, the Santa Rosa Sheriff. Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So you have a canine who got some new gear, new garb, right?
Yeah, a vest. And we are pretty blessed in Santa Rosa County. We have businesses and companies that donate so much to us. Not only things like bulletproof vests for dogs, but actually dogs we have purchased because of donations from different entities throughout the county. So we're pretty blessed.
And this was DART, got what, a new anti-stab and bulletproof vest, is that right?
Yes, correct. And, you know, people are very concerned about our canine unit, and it shows when we go out for displays and stuff, you know, for different events. The canines always get all the attention, and I can't blame them. They're cute, so, you know.
And they do the best demos. Their demos are a lot more entertaining, that's for sure.
Yes, they are.
Sort of a practical question, I guess. Officers obviously wear vests, but my very probably out of date now knowledge about bulletproof material is that the Kevlar is fantastic at stopping the bullets. It is almost useless at stopping a knife. So is this a dual material vest? And then I assume that the vests that y'all wear are that same, like they're just the Kevlar, right?
Yeah, and the reason we don't wear the anti-stab as well, it's a lot heavier.
Mm-hmm.
So, and especially in the summertime in Florida, as you know, it gets just brutally hot. So, the canines, though, and we only put them on the canines in certain situations as well. So you have a barricaded guy or something, we're sending a dog in, you know he's armed, put the vest on the dog, send him in, and, do it that way. So, it comes in handy for certain situations, but they don't wear them constantly while they're on patrol.
Because it's hot and heavy for them, just like it would be for anybody,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So when it's a specific risk scenario, and also because, you know, a bad guy is as likely, I assume, to use a sharp object against a dog as to use a gun, or at least more common maybe. And so that's the thing you got to protect against, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so our deputies in the jail will wear stab resistant vests.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, because they're in air conditioning all the time, so they're, it's voluntary for them, but they, some of them do wear them in the jail, so
yeah, and
you don't have a worry about getting shot there, but they can, you know, fashion knives and things out of certain things, so.
Well, I'm glad I asked, because that's, that makes perfect sense that in the jail where you're not nearly as at risk of firearms, but obviously more at risk of, you know, some homemade instrument or something like that. You also have, I always think about the number of jobs that cops have to do. You know, they have to direct traffic, they have to arrest bad guys, they have to do investigations, they have to do interviews, they have to, you know, broker marital disputes, a very common thing that you have to do.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently now you at least have one or two deputies who are officially cow wranglers. What happened near Jay?
Well, a cow got out, and they used their patrol cars and eventually their bodies to get a hold of the cow and secure it until the owner could come get it. And that happens on a regular basis up in Jay. And what a lot of people don't know is back in the day, and I think he still has them, there was a guy in Milton who raised buffalo. And on occasion, we would have to the loose buffalo off Berry Hill Drive in Milton. So that could get really interesting.
That's awesome. So in this case, it was like kind of a hit and run, right? Like somebody hit the cow with their car,
yes.
And it was damaged,
yes.
Or something.
Yeah, damaged the car, and I think the cow was actually okay. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
So I don't expect that you'll be issuing in a rope and lasso anytime soon as a standard issue or training on it. Probably.
No, we're not doing any of that. It happens on a semi-regular basis. So the guys that work Jay are used to it because that's normally where it occurs at.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay, now this is, again, because when I start to asking questions, my brain starts to get to going. And so here's where I'm at. I know that your deputies are not running out of the car with lassos on, but do the mounteds carry lassos?
No, they don't either.
Oh.
And they're not out on a regular basis. So,
okay. They're not patrolling on horseback.
Right.
Okay.
Right. They're more ceremonial. So.
I just got a little bit of Yellowstone nostalgia on, and I was thinking, you know what would be kind of a cool story is if Santa Rosa Sheriff's deputies deploy with a taser, a gun, a baton, cuffs, and a lasso. But no, because I'm thinking of y'all riding down the street, some perpetrators running from the bank, and you wrangle them up, hog time. I don't know. That's what my brain does. It's a weird brain.
No, not going to happen anytime soon.
Memorial Day, been fairly quiet out at the beach. Everything working okay?
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, we're not as crowded as Pensacola Beach or Destin. Most of the people who want to go and party and do that kind of stuff go there, because on Navarre Beach, we only have two bars. So as opposed to Pensacola Beach and Destin, they have, you know,
plenty.
I don't know how many, but a ton.
Yeah.
So we're pretty blessed in that aspect as well. Mostly families come out to our beach to, you know, hang out with the kids, that kind of thing.
I did want to ask you about traffic to the beach, because the TPO had a meeting recently, and I reported on how their engineer, their advisor basically, had said that, you know, Pensacola Beach just keeps growing every year. It's ridiculous. We got like 66 out of 80 weekend days last year that were 20,000 car days. But he said that at Navarre Beach, that really, though traffic is high, of course, on beach weekends, the traffic has been consistent, that the total number of 7,500 car days, because the two-lane road, a little different metric, but the total number of 7,500 car days has been, you know, pretty steady around 38 to 40, and that ever since the traffic light went in, though it's not pleasurable to go out and get stuck in traffic, it's actually worked pretty well, and it hasn't been getting worse. You're, you know, eyes on, talk to your deputies all the time. What's your perception of that?
Yeah, and it does stay pretty consistent. And like you said, it's a two-lane road. So a lot of people opt to go different ways. You can get to Navarre Beach by going through Pensacola Beach. So the families from Escambia County and, you know, parts of Alabama will go over the bridge there and then take the National Seashore to get to Navarre Beach. So, yeah, I can see it staying pretty consistent, but that doesn't mean that it's not packed. If you come out like on Memorial Day to Navarre Beach, when the weather's good, you're going to sit there for a while getting over the bridge. And it backs up on 98 as well before you get to the bridge. So, it can get pretty sporty at times, but, yeah, it's pretty much staying, you know, level.
Is it better since the traffic light?
I think it is. I think the flow of the traffic is better since the traffic light. Not obviously, it doesn't affect the volume of it, but the flow is better.
Okay. Well, which is the goal. That's definitely the goal.
Yeah.
All right, last question I have for you. You're old enough to know this, and so I'm just going to ask, do you know what today is? What big day?
I do, and a lot of people get Memorial Day and Veterans Day confused. And Memorial Day, obviously, we're honoring the fallen, the people who gave their lives in the military to keep us free. And Veterans Day is just honoring all veterans of the military. So, yeah, today is Memorial Day, and a very somber day, especially for those families who have lost people in the wars. And, you know, we pray for them.
So, obviously, Memorial Day is front and center. I actually had a different thing in mind, and I asked the question very poorly. There's another historical day that is today. And the only reason I ask is because, first of all, do you know how many years it's been since Star Wars came out?
Yeah, it's 50, right?
49 today.
49?
Right, 49. Okay. Yeah. And my one question for you, Bob, is are you a Star Wars fan, a Star Wars sorta, or a Star Wars never?
Well, I went to see Star Wars on the opening day.
Oh, wow. 49 years ago today. Okay.
Yeah. But now, here we go. I have not seen another movie since in the Star Wars trilogy or whatever it is now. So
it's the trilogy or whatever it is now. Oh,
it's just not a fan.
This is, okay, I know people who have not seen a single Star Wars movie, and I don't really understand that, but I kind of sort of, that may, but you've seen just the one time, the one, and never ever again.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Well, I just don't know what to. I'm going to have to rethink our whole relationship now, because I don't understand that.
Well, if it helps at all, my son and daughter, my son's 35 and my daughter's 30, they both are Star Wars freaks. So if that helps at all. So
could we not find a little better word than freaks?
Oh, no. They know everything about all the movies, every single one. Funny. They can tell you all the characters and, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Santa Rosa. Yeah. So Bob Johnson is not, he's not the guy you want to buy a lightsaber for Christmas, even though he did go see on opening day A New Hope, Episode 4. That's fair. I'm glad I asked. Okay.
Yeah.
Sheriff, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for the information. Thanks for keeping us safe. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. No worries. Take care, Andrew.